Oh my god! It's a Yo-Yo Wiki Radio podcast! And it's coming straight
wiki,
for
wiki,
us!
Wiki, 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 wiki!
Shalikdo, Doc Popular, Yo Yo, Yo Yo, Wiki Wiki, Yo Yo, Yo Yo, Wiki Wiki,
Yo Yo Radio,
Yo Yo Radio, Yo Yo Radio,
Wiki Wiki, Yo Yo Wiki Wiki, Wiki Wiki, Yo Yo Wiki Wiki, Wiki Wiki, Wiki Wiki, Wiki Wiki, Wiki Wiki, Wiki Wiki, Wiki Yo Yo Wiki Wiki Radio podcast on Yo Yo Radio.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Hey, you're listening to the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast with Dr. Popular and Josh Lichting Parker. Josh, how are you tonight?
I'm fantastic. How are you? You're going to confuse the people, Doc.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sure
how
that you
are
don't.
You tonight?
I am fantastic. How are you doing, Doc?
You know, good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Good.
Well, that is correct. We are performing, I guess me and Doc are performing the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, and you are listening to it.
Stay tuned.
I think that's how it works.
Stay tuned, because at the end of the show, we're going to tell you whether or not it was a good episode. So, you know, you want to stay in at the end to find out.
Yep, you don't have to decide, you don't have to do anything, but listen, we'll tell you if it was good or if it was bad.
It used to be that such difficult decisions, you know, such tangible decisions were made by the listening public. But, you know, that requires, you know, taste and knowledge and time spent. And so we decided to just wrap that up and tell you at the end of the show whether or not we were fantastic.
And I think it was a marketing strategy that was started by Clear Channel Communications, I believe, right? Is that right?
Clear Channel. So let's get started with this yet-to-be-determined status show. Josh, what have you been up to in this last week? You're crazy busy judging the Yo-Yo Wiki contest, right?
Yep. That's going incredibly well, but we'll talk more about that later. I haven't been doing too much. I shot some footage with Abe Zeimer, so I'm going to be cutting that video together here soon. And, you know, I saw a movie last night, Doc.
Yeah,
I saw Children of Men.
Children of Men, I'm curious about. You know, I'll probably never see it in a theater, but it looks interesting. That's the movie where, for some reason, mankind can no longer procreate. There's still women on the planet, but just no one seems to be able to knock them up. And then there's this one girl who gets pregnant, and she's like a miracle for the civilization, right?
Exactly. Well. Don't miss it.
Really?
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about it.
That's all you're going to say about it.
Yep.
Did you expect it to be a fantastic movie?
I expected it to be good, but it blew my expectations away.
Is there
so I've
said,
now?
Behind?
Now I've said more about it with you and your little tricks.
Is there anybody behind the movie that I would have heard of, like any writers or directors? That...
Well, the director is Alfonso Cuarón, who did Y Tu Mama Tambien, which you may not have seen. And then he did the last Harry Potter movie as well, The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Which I didn't see. Okay. Did you like this movie better than The Prisoner of Azkaban?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What particularly did you like about the directing of this movie more than... I'm just trying to get you to say more about it.
Yeah, well, it's not going to work. I'm on to you.
No.
Because you told me
obviously
about,
not.
You told me about obviously. Your scheme.
Maybe that was part of my scheme. So it's a good movie. All right, well, maybe I will see it. I was thinking, you know, there's only a few movies out there right now that look any good, but... Man, what are some of them? There was one movie that I wanted to see, and I can't remember. Oh, Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Dan Reifenberger was just telling me about that. I watched the trailer. It looks all right. Looks like Neil Gaiman book, but it's not.
Well, yeah. It totally looks like a Dave McKean art direction.
Yep.
Who's the guy who does all the books with Neil Gaiman. And I'm still trying to figure out whether or not it's supposed to be based on the Muppets Labyrinth, because there's so many things that look... very similar, you know. Maybe The Labyrinth is like a classic story and the Muppets did their version and this is a different version, but either way, I'm still trying to see if it's the same story as that or not. Because, you know, some of the characters that I've seen in the trailer and stuff, I'm like, okay, that would be the Elf King and, you know, that would be the, you know, whatever. That would be this puzzle that she encountered. That would be that puzzle she encountered. But really, I know nothing about the movie other than it sure does look pretty.
Yeah, and, yeah, it's a good looking movie.
Yeah.
I guess to continue on movies like that, have you been reading Neil Gaiman's blog at all? I don't suppose.
No, I haven't. I thought I had an RSS feed to it, but I never seemed to get anything from it. So
yeah. Well, he updates it usually a couple times a day. But it's he's been talking about the making of the movie Coraline a little bit, and that looks like it's going to be very, very fun.
What did you think of the book?
I liked it. It kind of bugs me that he's done a couple things since then that are very, very similar. But I did enjoy the book.
I would really like it if he took a break from fiction for young adults or whatever, you know, that kind of Harry Potter kind of for children or for adults thing. I thought American Gods was probably his best book, and I liked Neverwhere before that.
Did you read Anasazi Boys? Or Nancy
Boys? No, I haven't.
I think it's Nancy Boys.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Me neither.
But it just seems that he's really stuck in this fantasy world where he talks about unicorns and stuff like that, and it's fun to read because it's Neil Gaiman, but it's just I would just like to see him play around with more characters. I thought when he was working in the comic book world, he had more variety to his writing than since he's, you know, when you have all those limitations removed or something, I don't know, sometimes you get caught in a trap.
Well, next week, he is going to be talking at the Walker because the Walker is doing a exhibit of Dave McKean's artwork. So I'm going.
Oh, that's
to that.
So cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he doesn't live too far away from the Walker.
Either. I know.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, we're just assuming here that if people play with yo-yos, they know who the hell Neil Gaiman is, I guess.
I think it's a reasonable assumption.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Anything you want to talk about from your week?
I am heck of nervous about this show that I'm doing. I'm doing my first hip-hop show in Las Vegas on this Tuesday night. And it got the show got listed up on Boing Boing, and there's going to be TV crews and writers. There's going to be writers from, like, you know, it's during the Consumer Electronics Show, so there's going to be, like, writers from Wired and, you know, like Popular Mechanics might have somebody out there or something.
So is that CES?
Yeah, the Consumer Electronics Show, CES. The same time as the Adult Video News Awards, which is a porn award show. So those both happened at the same time. And it's just, I've never performed this sort of stuff live. I've never rapped any of these songs live before. And all the kinks are going to have to work them out themselves out on stage. And it's just one of those things where you're like, wow, there sure would have been, if I'm going to crash and burn, there would be much nicer places to crash and burn than, you know, in the middle of, like, this press thing that's going on.
All right.
Still, I'm excited. I think I have everything figured out in terms of what I'm going to do. And, you know, the more I practice, the less nervous I get.
Good.
So that's going on. And that's my big concern all week. Yeah.
All right. So should we talk about... what were we going to do now?
The stats.
No, we've got a new segment on the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast that we're very excited about. This segment is called Name That Yo-Yo.
Name That Yo-Yo!
Yo!
You know, on Letterman, they've always got those really quick, cheesy songs.
We'll come up with one.
All right. And so the way this works is this week I am going to throw a yo-yo, and Doc... halfway across the country is going to tell me what kind of yo-yo it is. All right?
Okay.
All right. Are you ready, Doc?
I am ready.
All right. Here we go.
Wait. Now, just a question. You'll spin it once. Mm-hmm. I'll take a guess. And if that doesn't happen, will you give me clues?
I will give you one clue. And the clue I've got for this one I think is pretty obvious. But
okay.
All right. Here we go. Can you hear that
breathing,
right?
Whatever it is. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'll bring it back to my hand. All right.
Oh, it sounds like a harder plastic yo-yo. Definitely a sea bearing. So I'm going to say a freehand, a Duncan freehand.
No.
Okay.
So now do you want a hint or have you given, or is that your shot? I guess we haven't worked that out yet.
No, I want a hint now. Like okay. I think it should be based on the sound. Okay, that didn't work. Well, here's a clue, and then I could think about it. So,
All right. It's named for a clock in England.
The Big Ben?
Yep.
Wow. So it was a hard plastic yo-yo, like a polycarb yo-yo, not a Delrin yo-yo.
Right.
Is it clear?
It is painted. It was clear.
Okay, because I was gonna guess it sounds like a clear polycarb yo. But Big Ben, awesome. Well, that was fun. What do I lose?
You lose absolutely nothing because you weren't playing for anything in the first place.
I like that. I like this. We could play this with people on the show, yeah. Like guests.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, and so that was
name that yo-yo.
All right. So should we talk about the wiki? That's what we're here for.
Wiki.
So this has been the first week of the Yo-Yo Wiki editing contest 2007. My God, have we got a fantastic turnout so far, haven't we, Doc?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to recap everybody on what the contest is exactly before we tell them the stats?
Certainly. The purpose of this contest is to encourage editing on the wiki. The contest includes three prize categories. The first prize category is for best new page. That is a page that does not exist anywhere on the wiki, and you create it with original content. The second category is best edit of an existing page. That's a page that's been around and everything like that. And it might be short or lacking content or just not written very well. And you rewrite it and add content and wikify it and everything like that. the third category is just a random editor will win a prize. Anybody who edits in the month of January will be entered into a hat to win something very nice.
Like a hat. Like a very nice hat.
Like a Yo-Yo Wiki hat. Oh, crap, what did I just say? There are no Yo-Yo Wiki hats.
You could say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay. Allegedly. So that's great. So the contest, I think, is a fantastic idea. I mentioned to you earlier that I'm part of a circuit bending wiki and a nerdcore hip hop wiki that are both dying right now. And so I mentioned this to the moderators as a way to be able to generate traffic because I think it's just awesome. And hopefully it'll bring people to the site and they'll realize that not only is it a way to enter this contest, but it's actually a tool that they can use and help grow further.
Right, exactly.
Cause this, so let's.
This wiki is for the whole community.
It's for the children.
Since the beginning of the contest, we've had over 500 edits on the wiki, including 40 brand new pages, which I think is just phenomenal.
Phenomenal. It is. I'm looking at the recent changes here. I see a lot of Stupendous, a lot of Uncle Steve, a lot of Jacko, a lot of Wilfred, probably moderating, and all the stuff seems to be pretty useful information.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at Velvet Rolls and different players listed and stuff like that. The coolest page that I've seen recently added though was by Stupendous. The club page.
Yes, that's right. We had basically no information about yo-yo clubs before, and Stupendous has dived into this, and he has created probably 20 pages about various yo-yo clubs around the world, and we've got them all categorized by state, country, and clubs and everything like that. And he's just getting started, I think. There's a lot more that he's got, and he's put a call out on all the web boards for people to stop by and talk about their club. So we might be able to create the most comprehensive collection of web clubs or yo-yoing clubs on the web, which I think is pretty darn cool.
Not as cool as web clubs on the yo-yo, but still.
That's true.
So there's 23 days left of this contest. And editing doesn't stop there. Everybody can continue editing past that, but that's just when you guys are going to announce the winners. So we've got how many people do you say how many people have recently joined?
I don't have any way to know that, unfortunately.
That's right. We talked about that.
Yeah. I can take a peek here at how many members we've currently got. We've got 293 registered users right now, and I'm going to say at least 50 of those are new since the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Everybody should keep their eye out also on the wanted list. If you're looking for something to edit, that's a great place to start because the page is already set up there for you.
Yeah, click the link and start writing.
Yeah, you just find something you think you know at least something about to be able to fill up that spot.
Yep. I also wanted to say that we've got some wiki stats here, we have had a total of almost 300,000 page views on the wiki. And I'm pretty sure that is since Harper started running the wiki. I think that was like back in August.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a staggering number right there. Holy cow. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. Can I suggest a contest for next year or another category to add?
Yes.
Best photo.
Okay. Yeah, we've actually, me and Wilfred have actually talked about that before, and I think it's a good idea.
And it is important for anybody who's adding photos to the pages, for instance, to Yo-Yo pages about the Radiant or whatever, make sure that you have permission to use those photos and you're not just stealing them from a company's website, from a store's website.
Yep, stores are usually pretty easy to get permission from because they want you to promote their yo-yos, obviously. Stores, on the other hand, are a little bit more protective because they usually took those pictures and they want them just on their site. So if you're using something off of a store, definitely ask permission. The easiest way to get around any of this is take the picture yourself if you've got the capability to do so.
And of course, we're saying pictures, but actually this goes for text as well. Text is copyrighted from a website. So if you take text off of a website, make sure you get permission for it.
Yep, absolutely. We'd prefer that you didn't take text off of a website at all and write all your stuff fresh. I mean, you can read those other things and then interpret them into your own words and write an article about that. I think that's generally accepted.
Absolutely.
And stats about yo-yos, just like numbers, like the weight of the yo-yo and stuff like that. That's okay to take off of other sites as well.
So, Josh, you are a judge in this contest, along with Wilfred. So, I'm assuming that you are not allowed to comment on any of your opinions thus far. Like, you won't be able to give us a quarter of the way through the contest, who you're thinking is doing pretty well right now, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say anything.
Nothing? You said that about the movie earlier.
Your tricks.
Which movie was that again?
Children of Men.
When did that take place?
Don't miss that movie.
What era? I mean, is that supposed to be like 2007?
Have I ever mentioned I've got a mute button?
I didn't know if we got disconnected or if you're just being really good. All right, well, fine. So the contest is going well. It's going to wrap up on the 30th.
31st.
There's three categories.
31st, just to be very specific. It's the 31st.
Hey, are those commercials playing yet? Our wiki commercials?
I think so.
Word.
I also wanted to, well, this is going to air after Monday, of course, Tom Van Den Elzen is going to be on Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast on Monday.
How cool is that?
I know. Yeah, so, of course, you're not hearing this until Wednesday, 2 days after that aired, but hopefully you caught that because I'm sure it's going to be very interesting. All right. Have we covered everything we wanted to talk about, Doc?
Yes. You know, I would like to mention that, you know, all the Dr. Popular pages, it doesn't look like anybody's been editing them past me. So there's a lot of potential for people to grow those pages. So just wanted to bring that up.
Okay.
If you're looking for a place to
start. Any page in particular you feel is lacking factual knowledge?
They're not lacking in factual. Well, they just could use more. For instance, the Dr. Popular Bolt. Some have called it the best yo-yo. You know, that's maybe someone else would like to put an opinion there. I just say, you know, I don't mind. I think that the Super Scientist one is pretty good. The Dr. Popular Super Scientist, Dr. Popular Bolt, Dr. Popular, all these things could use a little more information. Why not?
All right. Then maybe somebody can do that this week.
All right. Hey, do you have a page, Josh?
I've just got my user page.
Neat. Okay, so we also need a Josh Schlichto page. We need to put that on the wanted. So good. All right, well, I think we covered everything. I think this was a fantastic episode.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's short. And I think...
Which is good, you know.
Oh, you know, some have called it the best yo-yo in its price range. That's an edit. So I think I said it's the best yo-yo of all time. So that's good. Anyway, yes, fantastic show. The contest is going well. Check out yoyowiki.org and stay tuned the following Wednesday so that we can talk about what we thought about Tom Van Den Elzen on Monday's show.
Yep. That's right.
Oh, one more thing, Josh.
Yes.
On drownradio.com, you know that I put up my Drown Pirate Radio podcast, a week or two ago. The next episode is coming out this Tuesday on drownradio.com.
All right.
And if Joe is with it and not too worn out from his Tom Van Den Elzen ass kissing, he can post that onto the because I'm actually on Yo-Yo Radio now with my show, Drown Pirate Radio.
Excellent.
So there's a chance that if you tune in Thursday night, you'll be able to hear it.
All right.
Okay, well, that's it. DrownRadio.com, new podcast, contest at yoyowiki.org, and that's it from Dr. Popular and Josh Parker.
All right, very exciting. We'll be seeing you next week, or talking to you next week. Bye.